Welcome to the Ignite Your Acting Career Podcast, session number 7.
Are you looking to accelerate your acting career, to stand out from the pack? Join host Frank Fawcett as we ignite your acting career.
Hey, what's happening? Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your host, Frank Fawcett of the Ignite Your Acting Career Podcast. I want to thank you for joining me this week. But before I get into deep into anything, let's talk about Patreon. Patreon is a website for content creators, Ignite Your Acting Career, the podcast, and the YouTube channel. We're raising funds on Patreon. So if you visit https://www.patreon.com/ignite your acting career, you can become a monthly giver. I mean, you can go as low as $1, or, you know, if you're really feeling generous and you really get any type of value from this, we'd appreciate you just becoming a monthly supporter. Plus, it'll be motivation to get us these episodes out, man. I've been slammed so hard this week. I've been just now getting into it, and it's kind of late. So I apologize. But thank you for supporting the show and support us on Patreon. That's right. Getting into it. So what's been going on? Why has Frank been so busy this week? Well, in some of my other business ventures, and in survival of being an actor, you have to take on certain jobs. So I recently brokered a deal to shoot a music video. And not only did I broker the deal, I ended up acting as the second camera assistant. So I was actually kind of getting my hands dirty, getting into the mud of what we do and learning, and kind of learning with some real high-end equipment that, you know, shoot, we can make a movie on, you know. So hopefully that's in my future. I'm definitely striving to make more content for all, you know, distribution. I'm trying to figure out if this is something I can do on a regular basis, because it seemed like the company that contracted with us really liked us, and their artist was pleased with the playback, and everything looked great. And so I set them up with a Red Epic package. So, I mean, hey, if you have a budget and you want a project shot, you know, hit the email of igniteyouractingcareer@gmail.com, and I can set something up for you. We've got a Red Epic package. We've got movie lights. We've got, you know, dolly tracks up to 50 feet. We've got a drone, you know, you can fly a helicopter over your city and really show up. And we do travel. So, you know, if you got it in your budget, make sure you put some plane tickets in there as well. We're shooting movies, man. We ran a 3-man crew yesterday, and, you know, there's plenty of other people to find to work with. Even though I'm based in Atlanta, you know, so if you're local, hey, you might even get a nice rate based on us being local and not having to get on a plane. So, you know, check us out. Like I said, hit us on the email, and we're available for that type of work. So, you know, my day on set, it's interesting being on the other side of the camera as an actor, because you get to start to figure out the technical aspects of our business and things that will help you when you're on set on the other side of the camera acting. You know, just starting to see exposures and starting to figure out temperatures of lights and what they actually show up and appear as on camera as opposed to what they look like in real life. You know, it might be nerd stuff. It might be a little overkill. You might not need it. But I think it's helpful for us to realize that there's some type of other art that's going on around us, you know. And that's part of being patient as an actor too, is because, you know, there are going to be times where you're on set and you are literally waiting in your trailer all day, doing hair and makeup, getting all revved up and ready to go, and somebody's got to move a light. So I think it's great to have exposure to both sides of the business, you know, like just so you can have a realistic idea of what's going on in those, in that downtime you've got, and why it's important that when you come to that place and stand in front of that camera, you are prepared, not only prepared emotionally in the scene, but prepared for the reality of what set life is and being on set. And like, you know, you might be really into a scene, you might be revved up and ready to go, you've got all your beats lined up perfectly, you know what you're doing, you're bouncing ideas off of your partner in the scene with you, and a light blows out. What do you do when that light blows out? Now we've got to stop, you've got to hold your emotional life, keep it, put it on pause maybe, and you've got to figure out how to get back started. You know, we were having a little trouble with that lead talent in the beginning. Well, I mean, we weren't having trouble with her, but her management wanted her to push out a different type of emotion, and you know what she was doing was fine, but what they wanted to sell was something totally different, and so they coached her along and got her to that place. So you know, you have to be open and malleable, I believe, on set to really be a valuable asset to, you know, putting together this piece of art that we're all putting together. And, you know, like I said, you're also going to have to deal with personalities. Not everybody's going to be like your biggest proponent, you know. Like there are some people in the business, and I've heard this term go around, saying that actors are glorified set dressing. And if you look at it from their perspective, they're thinking, oh, well, it doesn't matter what's in front of the camera. It just matters what it looks like. And that's where they're wrong, you know, because we contribute so much more of ourselves than even is realized. So they probably won't say that to your face, but, you know, it's just part of the reality and the harsh truth of kind of moving and operating in these spaces. And when you're not the focal point or the most important part of the project, you almost realize like there is a little bit of callousness that comes directed towards actors. You know, oh, she doesn't know her lines, or he's holed up in his trailer and he doesn't want to come out. You know, that can be like devastating to a crew who is, you know, put together their stuff and they're like ready to go and they're gearing up to push, you know, record and get things going and rolling and action, and you know, something personal or something, you know, what they perceive as not as important becomes a hiccup. And so as actors, we want to be constantly aware of our surroundings, because you'll see it, you'll be very aware on set. You'll be like, oh wow, there is so much. If you just look around, there's so much that comes in preparing for that one scene that you're doing, that little, maybe even one line you have, or under five character that you have in a bigger production. You think about how many trucks and everything had to be moved, and people moving lights and set pieces and dressing, and then hair and makeup. All these people are doing that all so they can get your image in that little viewfinder box, and you know, or the projector now on set, because that's part of what we do now, is shoot in HD and 5K and 4K and 6K. And I even heard today about 8K, which is something that's been out, but who can watch that? Because it's huge. It's almost, I think it might be bigger than IMAX. I'm pretty sure, actually. So we have to realize that we are a vital part, but we are a smaller part than we realize of a larger production. And we have to focus. We have to keep ourselves great so that we can keep going and we can keep getting work and keep being getting great, great remarks, you know. And I think that's also why a lot of actors at a certain point they get in their career, they do decide, hey, I want to actually lend my talents to another portion of the business. You know, I want to be a director, you know, I think about, you know, like people like George Clooney, or, you know, I think recently somebody I saw that just stepped into directing or producing. And, you know, it's just, it's a matter. Oh, Angela Bassett. Angela Bassett was one. She's one of my favorites. And I really think she's been undersold in her actor's career, her acting career. She's really great on American Horror Story. But there was a gap there where I missed her, but she's come back in this great role and also has added her directing hat to it. You know, so it's great to see actors, because I think we have a different perspective as directors and doing other jobs in the business. We start to have a different, we have a different sensibility about things. And I would call it, we have a different taste in a lot of ways. I know when I'm directing, if I'm directing a scene in a film, I am very concerned with the performances. And there, like I said, there are some directors who are purely like, I'll fix it in post. I don't care what the actors are doing. I want my picture to look pretty in the background, you know, looking around everything else, making sure it's right. And then hoping that they have capable actors who can kind of be self-propelled. You know, being self-propelled is valuable commodity. But anyway, that's enough about my video. Let's get into a little topic. I was reading on backstage.com. It was an article by a man named Philip Hernandez, posted on January 22nd. And he talks about the 10 attitudes that keep actors from working. And, you know, that's all we're talking about. We're talking about igniting our acting career. We're talking about figuring out how to be the actor that works consistently, you know, that is elevated to a place where we can, you know, get our art out to the world, to the larger audience. So anyway, he starts off, imagine you're in a hot air balloon that's losing altitude. As the ground gets closer, you realize the only way to slow your descent is to lighten your load by throwing off the things on board that are weighing you down. You have to choose what stays and what goes, or you won't get where you're going. Likewise, actors must throw off thoughts and habits that keep them from reaching their career goals. Acting issues are often life issues. Here are 10 things to consider tossing overboard on your way to acting success. 1, the need to please. Seeking approval from others is a way of seeking attention. Don't give up your power. Trying to please weakens your self-confidence and keeps you from being your authentic self. 2 things a working actor cannot be without. Man, how many times have we been in that situation where you feel like you're walking into that casting office and you might as well bow when you walk into the door because you're so grateful for the opportunity to read for this great role? You do grow out of that. So anybody that's in that place right now, you will realize that after more auditioning, you will get a chance to relax in the room. But a lot of times we come into the room with our hand out. Our life situation might be in a place where we're not financially where we want to be. You know, shoot, I can't say I'm 100% where I want to be, but you know, the desperation can read. You know what I mean? It's like it's sometimes you're really put into a position where you have to turn on your best self in an emotional place of distress. So that's what acting is. It's like I've said in previous episodes, is bringing yourself to the character. So you're starting from where you are and you're working forward. So, you know, the need to please is like, you know, you've gotten into that room and you're so grateful and you're not going to lose this opportunity, but it can be a turnoff for some people in casting and producing. And it can start to really impact how you're performing up there. You know, you notice when you're nervous when you're performing, and you know, sometimes that can be a great propellant but sometimes it just gets in the way. Now, I'd say with experience, like I said, it goes away. But if you have that energy and then the character does not call for that type of energy, you have to figure out how to rechannel that energy into some type of active choices. So you're playing your beats, and that's when you stick to the script. You stick to what you've planned out before. And, you know, like I said, you always want to be open to suggestions. So when you get an adjustment, you know, when you get that adjustment, it's actually a good thing. You know, they're not saying, oh man, that was so bad, do it a different way. No, they're saying, oh man, I see something in this person. I just wish they could do it like this. It's also a test to be like, oh, can this person take direction? Can they also take direction on the fly? So you can be, you're basically prepared for anything. You're prepared for battle when you're going in there. So don't be a pleaser all the time. I mean, don't be in that. This is a PG rating show, but this is a PG rated show, but don't be a problem either. So let's move on. Number two, limiting beliefs. Life is limitless. We impose limits on ourselves by choosing what is and what isn't possible. Oh, let me read that again. We impose limits on ourselves by choosing what is and isn't possible. Want to perform on Broadway? Be a series regular? If you don't believe you can, you won't. Learn which beliefs limit your possibilities and throw them off. Absolutely. I mean, this gets into some of the stuff I'm talking about in my course, which you can also get at IgniteYourActingCareer.com. You can stop yourself mentally with limiting beliefs, with basically stopping your trajectory, and you can basically stop your trajectory through your mind. Your mind is a powerful, powerful tool, but it can also be to your detriment. You ever seen a person, and I think about this because I've got friends that are comedians, and you know, for a while there, it got to a place where comedians were competing for the most neurotic. Now, granted, there is a lot of self-reflection, and these people are highly aware of themselves, so they have to kind of really go through whatever they're going through. They're in therapy constantly, you know, not literally in therapy, but in their own mind, they're judging what they say, judging what they do. And I feel like that mentality sometimes can be limiting. It can stop you from truly attaining. I mean, take an example from my personal history. When I graduated from school, you know, I actually, my eyes were wide open. I mean, I wasn't naive because I had been in the business for a while and I kind of knew the reality and, you know, some disappointments. I had already had my share of the real realities of the business, but I had a run in right after school where I felt like I was not booking on a high level and I was getting a lot of auditions. So I started to kind of get down on myself. I started like second guessing like my talent and my skill level. And I had a conversation with my dad and, you know, he actually said it. He was like, man, I just remember you on graduation day. He's like, don't let life get in the way. He's like, make sure you still believe that you can do what you set out to do. You have the talent. He's like, I saw you at graduation go on an audition the very same day. I mean, cap and gown and everything, change out, go to an audition. Then we're walking down the street and we met Joe Morton. So, and then my Joe Morton knew me because I had done theater with him up in Williamstown. And well, not, you know, he just knew of me from the city and being in school and like, you know, So I just kind of talked to him. I was like, oh, hey, Joe. And my dad was floored. He was like, man, I'll go back to the 70s with this guy. He's like the brother from another planet, you know. He's not even talking about like scandal now, you know. This was years ago too. So, but yeah, he's like, don't let that life stop you from your light, you know, my possibility and potential. So anyway, moving right along. Negative thinking. There are many kinds of negative thoughts. There are should statements. This business should be fair. I'm good, so I should be working. Mind reading statements. I can tell the auditors don't like me because of the way they behave. And straight up pessimism. This business is too hard. There's too much competition. I work hard, but I can't get anywhere. Your thoughts influence the world around you. Negative thinking is an obstacle to growth. An acting career is a long game. Be patient, keep working, adapt, and stay positive. Man. So he, you know, like I said, these are the 10 attitudes that keep actors from working. Negative thinking. Like, you know, I had started a practice that was suggested to me on another podcast of waking up and doing affirmations. And things like that. And, you know, I remember doing yoga a lot in school. And they kept me in a place where I didn't have to go to that negative place of I'm not booking, so maybe it's not for me. You know, like I've always kind of kept a great sense of, oh, I think I have skill in this and I'm very, very accomplished in my own mind. And the negative thinking creeps in and it starts being just a pull on your spirit. You start missing details, and like that's part of the problem with negative thinking. Procrastination. Number four, don't fall for this suave agent of self-sabotage who's trying to keep you from accomplishing your goals. The hard part of any task is starting it. Make a schedule and set some specific times to do research, submissions, workout, work on your audition material, and stick to it. Opportunities rarely create themselves. Absolutely. I mean, I would turn this procrastination into a positive, which is be prepared. The old Boy Scout motto, be prepared, you know, like start planning a mission that is to get you to that next level, that will ignite your acting career, that will start you thinking in the right way. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff we don't like to do. Can't say I'm the best with it. But like, I always have my resume tight. I always have my headshot ready. Well, let me not say that. There have been times I've showed up to auditions without headshots, but there is a lot of things I do that are very specific, you know, very timely and scheduled out. And I try to keep, you know, I try to keep them as the best part of doing this business, because basically there is a path to success and it's very clear. You know, it's very segmented. It's people who repeat the same activities in consistent fashion will work. Simply put, they will work. So if you can become more systematized, and that doesn't mean become OCD or, you know, start scheduling yourself to an early grave, but if you can keep to a plan, wake up, do an affirmation, research, man. You know, when you're working on a role, especially, like, I mean, I think people can tell you when you just got a script as opposed to when you've lived in a script, when you've found out what the character's about in your mind. If you're like, if he has a specific occupation, you pretty much know everything about that occupation. You know, experience something outside of yourself and your work becomes deeper. So, working out, audition material, keep yourself ready. If Will Smith said it, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. Anyway, five, worrying. Fear of the unknown and uncertainty about the future can make us think things that won't work out. Worry creates stress and accomplishes nothing. The best way to rise above it at auditions, performances, meetings, or industry events is by being prepared. Self-explanatory. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You don't have to worry about the future because you're living in the present and you're ready to meet those industry professionals who will put you in front of their screen. Because there's nothing more they want from you than for you to be good. They want you to be the perfect person for the role. You might not always get it, even if you think you are the perfect person in a role, but you don't want to leave any room for doubt. You don't want to go in there unprepared in an audition room and give them a reason to not give you the job. So moving on. Number six, bitterness. No one likes a bitter actor. Instead, taking responsibility and taking steps to create more positive circumstances. They blame the business for the place they occupy in the food chain. We all create our own reality. What you put out comes back to you. And that's very clear too, you know, being bitter. You all know that one person, if you've been around acting enough, that is so negative in their current situation. Now, if they just were in a different situation, they probably wouldn't be that negative person. You might be that person, you know, but it takes amount of control to extract yourself from that type of situation, to take yourself into a place where you're not surrounded by that energy, because that energy can drain you. It can take you off your course. It can literally get you in there like, yeah, man, that is messed up. That's messed up that they did that. You know, it just leads to bitterness. There are tons of people who are in that place, but you know, that's not the place we want to be. That's not where we want to live. Anyway, so seven, self-criticism. Don't allow constructive criticism to become self-defeating messages like, I blew that audition. I'm not pretty enough to be on TV anyway. Be a kind and responsible parent to yourself. I like that. Parent. You got to be a parent to yourself. You got to take care of yourself. Remember, mistakes are how we learn and everyone makes them. Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times before he finally invented electric light and changed the world. Number eight, habits that don't help you. Identify the things that you do that distract you from getting things done. If your habit is to play video games and socialize on Facebook all night, cut back. Use some of that time to develop other more productive habits that will help you grow as a person and an artist. Number nine, believing you are a product of your past. Believing the future can only be as good as our past limits our view of what is possible and keeps us stuck where we are. The fact that you're not a great actor now does not mean you can't become one. Your future is what you make it. It's strong. That's good. Believing that you are a product of your past will do nothing. There should be another version of this article that is the inverse, the positive version of this, because believing you are a product of your past, you know, is the inverse is believing that you are able to do anything, you know. So, you know, that's where I would live in my positive push for you to ignite your acting career. And number 10, wrapping it up, watching the clock. For some, time can be a big source of stress. Many goal-oriented actors feel like they need a 30-hour day to get it all done. Scheduling time to completely kick back is the key to managing your time and stress. Time spent blissfully unaware of the clock is true recreation, allowing you to regroup, refresh, and ultimately become more productive. That's a great one because, I mean, it goes back to the other one, worrying. If you're constantly watching the clock, if you're constantly sweating yourself for any type of progress in your career, if you're like, wow, I haven't gotten to a place where I'm working on a series that lasts for years, well, then your time is what really is being affected. You're in a future tense.
you're not living in your present moment, and therefore you're not in a good place to be an actor. Let's just put it like that. And you know, we learn these things through self-examination. No one of us is perfect. So don't take this list as any type of, if you're doing any of these things, as any type of negative issue in your life. Just address them and try to change your habits, you know? Yeah, that time thing is crazy because that goes, that could be a huge issue. Three of these could be one, actually. But, you know, sweating the clock also goes into procrastination, also goes into worrying. So you want to keep your head clear. You want to prepare, stay ready, so you don't have to get ready. I think that's the name of this episode. Thank you all for letting me have your ear. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ear. I could do that a little better. I haven't been doing Shakespeare in a while. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ear. Is it lend? Is lend the operative word? Oh, Shakespeare nerds. I'm a Shakespeare nerd. Man, I need to get back on stage. Like I told you before, all this film and TV is great, but the theater is the actor's medium. So anyway, once again, I'm Frank Fawcett, host of the Ignite Your Acting Career podcast. You can check us out at igniteyouractingcareer.com. There you'll find our video lessons. You'll also, we got two of them up right now for sale. And you can also support our show even at the low level of $1. I mean, come on, $1 a month. That's $12 a year for content that you might get something from. And, you know, go ahead and check us out on Patreon.com. Patreon.com/Ignite Your Acting Career. Be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Later.